What happens when you give teenagers the keys to your museum? Manuel Char. Here's a thought experiment. What if your museum handed over its TikTok account to a bunch of teenagers? No filters, no approvals, just full access. If your heart just skipped a beat, you're not alone. Most cultural institutions would call that a PR risk. But at the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam, it's business as usual. In fact, it's part of a radical and remarkably successful strategy for youth engagement that's been quietly reshaping the museum from the inside out. At the Museums and Public Programs Summit, Olmo Garcia Coel, youth program coordinator at the Stedelijk Museum, shared this extraordinary initiative. The problem with most youth programs. Museums talk a lot about engaging young audiences. Teen takeovers, youth councils, creative workshops, these all sound great. But here's the problem. They're usually short-term, a one-off event, a seasonal internship, a splash of youth branding in a sea of adult decision-making. The result? Teenagers come and go, they learn something, the museum feels good, but nothing really changes. The Stedelijk wanted something more. So in 2008, they launched Blikkepreneurs, a program that would treat teenagers not as guests, but as co-workers, paid ones, with real responsibilities and a long-term role in shaping the museum's public face. Teenagers as staff? Yep, and it works. Every year, the museum hires 15 young people between the ages of 15 and 19. These Blikkepreneurs don't just sit in meetings or give feedback. They lead tours, plan public events, and yes, run the museum's social media. They're paid minimum wage plus 25%. They're introduced to every department. They meet artists and directors. They ask big questions. They answer big ones, too. And here's where it gets really interesting. Many of them don't leave. Years later, many are working in the arts, some at the Stedelijk, but also in museums and cultural institutions across the Netherlands. Handing over TikTok. 3 years ago, the Stedelijk's marketing team did something few institutions would dare. They handed over their official TikTok account to the Blikkepreneurs. The teens got the login, the freedom, the trust. They create content, they publish it. No approvals needed. Sound terrifying? It wasn't. Because the museum had already spent years building the conditions for trust, training, collaboration, clear values, and something rarer, respect for young people as experts in their own culture. The result? Smart, funny, educational content that actually reaches the intended audience and makes them care. The secret power of alumni. What happens when a youth program is so good, people don't want to leave? The Stedelijk's Blikkepreneurs alumni stay involved. They train the next generation. They help run social media. They host events. They even conduct research, like the museum's Blikkepreneurs Impact Study 2024. The study looked at what past participants took with them: confidence, career skills, stronger self-identity, and, perhaps most importantly, a long-lasting connection to the arts and culture. Some alumni became museum professionals. Others work in education or social justice. Many said the program gave them their first real taste of being taken seriously. Tomorrow's leaders. Let's be honest, most institutions aren't built for teenagers. They're built for structure, hierarchy, control. Teenagers, not so much. And yet the Stedelijk Museum has shown what's possible when you flip the script. When you pay young people, trust them, listen to them, and keep the door open beyond a single program cycle. The payoff? A youth team that's not just filling a gap, but building a bridge from community to institution, from creativity to career, from today's visitors to tomorrow's leaders. Olmo Garcia Cole, youth program coordinator at the Stedelijk Museum, spoke about the Blikkepreneurs initiative at the Museums and Public Programs Summit 2025. About the author, Manuel Char. Manuel Char is a journalist working in the arts and cultural sectors. With a background in marketing, Manuel is drawn to arts organizations which are prepared to try inventive ways to reach new audiences,